This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. A mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom is wreaking havoc on transit to and from the nation. Calls to limit travel from Britain come after researchers discovered a mutation of the virus that is more contagious. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has since issued strict lockdowns. Canada, India, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Poland are among many other countries that have taken measures to limit or ban travel to and from Britain. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force were set to meet Monday to debate a possible temporary ban on passenger flights from Britain. U.S. airlines have already scaled back flights to and from Britain, as well as the rest of Europe. British Airways, Delta Airlines, and Virgin Atlantic announced Monday they will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. This comes after calls to ban air travel by the state of New York's governor and New York City's mayor. The American people and businesses are one step closer to receiving COVID-19 relief from the government. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive year-end bill that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. A $1.4 trillion of annual government funding is also part of the deal. Now the legislation is in the Senate with approval expected soon. The Senate must now approve the measure before a midnight deadline expires to keep the U.S. government funded. Both chambers are also passing a one-week stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown and give President Donald Trump time to sign the massive legislation. This is VOA News. European and British trade talks inched onward under renewed pressure Monday, especially as transport chaos triggered by the emergence of the more contagious variant of the coronavirus in Britain overshadowed efforts to reach a deal. Only 10 days are left until January 1st, when Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union. Hopes of securing a new arrangement suffered a blow as another deadline passed. EU and British negotiators remained in Brussels, with talks still blocked over the right of European crews to continue fishing in Britain's waters, as well as concerns over fair trade rules. Without a deal, Britain's links to the European Union end at midnight, December 31st, with a new tariff barrier that will sharpen the big shock of unraveling a half century of EU membership. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received his first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at a hospital in the U.S. state of Delaware Monday. The president-elect thanked the healthcare and clinical workers who have worked tirelessly through the pandemic. He also said the Trump administration deserves credit for getting Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine development program, off the ground. Also Monday, the U.S. government and two of the nation's largest pharmacy chains began a nationwide campaign to vaccinate nursing home residents. The program is led by Walgreens Boots Alliance Incorporated and CVS Health Corps. The U.S. now has two authorized vaccines to protect against the virus, one developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, and one from Moderna Incorporated that was approved on Friday. The European Union has given official approval for the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. The EU's Executive Commission authorized the use of the shot across the 27-nation bloc. The approval came after the European Medicines Agency said the inoculation meets quality and safety standards. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said deliveries of the vaccine are scheduled to start Saturday, with inoculations beginning across the EU December 27th through December 29th. Chinese authorities have arrested several Chinese nationals working as journalists for international media outlets in recent weeks. Analysts say this is aimed at chilling international media operating in the country by targeting their Chinese employees. Last week, China arrested freelance filmmaker and photographer Du Bin for, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble. Du once worked as a video journalist for the New York Times Beijing Bureau. You can read this full story on journalists' arrests in China on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.